Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and is assistant to the worldwide promoter of the Dominican laity. Her preaching is entitled, The Economics of Prayer.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard a crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Then he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who were in front sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he shouted even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and ordered the man to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, praised God. The Gospel of the Lord. I made a rough count up to this point in the Gospel of Luke. If I'm not mistaken, this is the 14th time that somebody asks Jesus for help. Somebody says, "Heal me, heal my child, heal my servant." And that's not counting the multiple demands, like in chapter 6, where it says, they had come to hear him and be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all in the crowd were trying to touch him. The impression you get from Luke of Jesus' public life is that when he wasn't teaching, he was being pressed all the time to do something for somebody. Only 3 times in these 18 chapters does anybody do something for Jesus. There's a leader of the Pharisees who invites him to dinner. He has a meal with Zacchaeus, but even there, he had to invite himself. Zacchaeus was up his tree. And most memorably, there's a woman who pours ointment over Jesus' feet. All 4 Gospels tell this particular story. John is the only one who gives the woman a name. He says she was Mary, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. Anyway, whoever she was, she's almost unique in not asking Jesus for something, but making a gesture that is pure gift to him. You know, when you think about it, Jesus nowadays, we'd call him a celebrity. We'd be asking him to pose for selfies. We'd expect him to have a Twitter account. We'd probably read about him on Facebook, good and bad. Public life is like that. It's an awful lot more comfortable to be obscure, not to have people following you around and wanting something from you. Even when he visited his friends, Jesus was asked for something. That's why he reproached Martha, because she went and asked him to tell her sister to help her in the kitchen. And even his family came and asked to see him. You remember they got the cold shoulder as well. His mother and his brothers came to him, but they couldn't reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you." But he said to them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." You don't always get what you want. But almost invariably, Jesus did say yes. He healed people, often even before they'd asked. He helped people. He made their lives better. And very few of them seem to have responded as surely he would have wished. You remember the 10 lepers? Just one came back to say thank you after he was healed. Well, isn't this pretty much the story of our prayer lives? How many of our prayers are requests or demands? Please, God, do this. Stop this happening. Make this happen. And how often do we forget to say thank you? How rarely do we ask God if we can do something for him? Oh, I know he's omnipotent. I know he can do everything, but we can cooperate. And something else, the blind man in this gospel story hadn't always been blind, because what he says is that he wants to see again. And when Jesus healed him, his reaction was the right one. When his prayer was answered, he followed Jesus. He glorified God. It's a fine lesson in the economics of prayer. We ask, God answers, and then it's up to us to repay him by following him and glorifying him. Thank you.